Well, Shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah, and nothing will cause them to stumble. We're going through our series, Made to Be Whole. You know, God's desire for us as his children, as those who believe in Yeshua as our Messiah, is for us to be made whole. For us to be completely whole in every aspect of our life. For us to be completely whole when it comes to our minds and our thinking and in our hearts and the things that we long and desire for. He has a desire for us to be whole within our bodies. That means he has a desire for us to be healthy. And he has a desire for us to be spiritually whole, which means he wants to spend eternity with us. His desire is for us to be made righteous, to be justified from our sins so that we can have eternal life with him, where we can reign and rule with him in his new kingdom. That is his desire. So we're going to be continuing on our subject of being made to be whole this week. And I want to read in Numbers chapter 21, and we're going to start with talking about the fact that we have all sinned, okay? We were born in this body of fleshly desire, all because of what Adam and Eve did in the garden. When Adam and Eve ate of the fruit that they were told not to eat, death and sin entered into the world. And with sin and that death coming into the world, the reason death came into the world with the sin is the curse that came because of their disobedience. And there is a curse that is still there for those who walk in disobedience. So God put a plan in place to deal with the curse that comes from us walking in disobedience and from us being disobedient. So let's look at Numbers chapter 21, and this is a story about a time when Israel in the wilderness, upon leaving Egypt and on their way to the promised land, had sinned against Yahweh. So Numbers 21 and verse 7. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned because we have spoken against Yahweh and against you. Pray to Yahweh that he may remove the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a standard, and it will be that everyone who is bitten and looks at it will live." And Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a standard, and it happened that if a serpent bit any man, when he looked to the bronze serpent, he lived. So let's talk about this for a moment. So Israel had sinned in the wilderness, and the curse that had come upon Israel was that serpents had come into the camp, and the serpents were biting the people of Israel, and those who were being bit by the serpent were dying. So the people come to Moses and cry out for help. So Yahweh says unto Moses, what? To raise a standard, or what you would say is raise a pole and put a fiery serpent upon it. So whoever comes and looks upon this serpent that is on this pole will live. Now it wasn't the pole or the serpent on the pole that made them whole. What made them live, what freed them from the curse, was that when they went and looked at that pole, they had faith in the words that Yahweh had spoken unto them. And also, this pole was a typology of Yeshua coming for us and what Yeshua would do for us. So Yahweh here is showing unto Israel, hey, I'm your healer. If you will put your faith if you will trust in me, when you get bit by that serpent, I will come and I will heal you. You will live if you will trust the words that I have spoken. And sometimes that is very difficult for us as believers to do, to simply trust the words that he has spoken, what he has told us to do. Israel could have stopped and said, why? This is silly for me to go look at a fiery serpent on a pole, and not done it. They could have asked for him to heal them a different way. They could have desired for him to do it a different way. But when they called out for his help, he answers and he gives them direction. And they had to have the faith to believe the words that he had spoken, the direction that he had given them. And in believing his direction and the orders that he gave and obeying them, they were freed from the curse that had come into the camp. And that is what sin has done into our lives. See, mankind is no longer whole because the fallen world that is around us, that we live in, this world is filled with people who are walking underneath the curse of sin. And because of that curse of sin, we have sickness and we have death. We have mental illness. We have people who struggle with controlling their emotions. So that was never Yahweh's plan or desire for us. Those are all results of the curse of the fallen world that mankind lives in. But Yeshua came into the world and he became this serpent upon that pole. And he removed, for those who would believe in him, who believed that he died upon that cross for them, they were no longer under that curse, meaning that we are free no longer to have to deal with the aspects of the fallen world and the curses that come with it. We are free to be whole. We are free to be in health in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts, in our emotions, our beings. And we are free to live with him and to live and to have eternal life. And Yeshua speaks of that when he talked to Nicodemus. He refers to this serpent that Moses raised on the pole in the wilderness. John chapter 3 and verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. So whoever believes that Yeshua is the Son of Man, okay, that he was raised up just as that serpent was placed on the pole, Yeshua was lifted up and he hung upon a pole, upon a cross, okay, for us, so that the curse that we were walking in is broken. And so whoever will believe in him will have eternal life. But his death means more than us just having eternal life. It's also that we can have life now, that we can have life more abundantly now, that we can know what it means to be completely whole in our minds, completely whole in our hearts, in our beings, and in our soul, and our spirits, and in our bodies. Yeshua is our healer. When we experience sickness, that is a result of the curse that is in this world. And we only have to look to the one who is our healer, to the one who was lifted up upon that pole. And he brings healing to us and to our bodies. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, Yahweh speaking unto Israel. And he said, if you earnestly listen to the voice of Yahweh your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you, which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, Yahweh, am your healer. So this is Moses speaking unto Israel, giving them the voice of Yahweh, their God. And what he is saying unto them, and what Yahweh is saying to them through Moses, is I am Yahweh, your healer. Okay, I'm your healer. And he is our healer. We can trust him and put our faith in him and believe that he will heal us. But we are in a covenant. And Israel was in a covenant. And his instructions to them was to listen to the voice of Yahweh, to listen to what he is telling them to do, to be obedient. Our desire as people who are walking with Yeshua should be to earnestly listen to the voice of Yahweh, to hear his words and have a desire to do what he is telling us to do what is right in the sight of Yahweh, not to do what is right in our own eyes, but what Yahweh says is right to do, and to give ear to his commandments, to listen to what his commandments are, to hear what he says, and to keep all of his statutes. So when we come to believe in Yeshua, he frees us from the curse. And then we need, as one who is walking in covenant with Yeshua, to have a desire to do what is right, to give ear to his commandments, and to keep his statutes. And if we do that, he will be our healer. We can't want to rely upon his covenant and call upon him as healer when we willingly choose to do that which we know is not right. When we do not have an ear for his commandments, but we turn our ear away from his commandments. When we do not keep his statutes, but we purposefully disobey his commandments to do what is right in our eyes or to do what pleases us in that moment instead of doing what is right in his eyes and his sight. So if we want to walk in outright sin and rebellion, we're not going to experience Yahweh as our healer. We're not going to experience the benefit of being with him and seeing and looking upon Yeshua being risen upon that cross. So we have a part to play. Number one, we need to have the faith that he is our healer. And we need to have a heart that is ready to be obedient unto his word. I am not saying that he's going to look for any reason out there not to be your healer. I am speaking of the outright rebellion against him. He is merciful. He is gracious. He gives us time to grow and mature and to walk with him. And he knows we're going to slip up. He knows we're going to mess up. But he can also see the intent of our heart. He can see if our heart has a true desire to walk in his ways and walk with him and to do what is right in his sight, or if our hearts are just longing to do our own thing. Psalms chapter 107 and verse 19. Then they cried out to Yahweh in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and provided them escape from their destruction. So here is the psalmist speaking of this story. And what does he say? He says, he saved them out of the distress. He sent them his word and healed them. Yahweh has sent us his word. And we need to know his word. And we need to embed his word upon our hearts and upon our minds. The more we have his word within our hearts and within our minds, the stronger our faith will become in being able to look upon him as our healer, of having the faith to believe that he is our healer. Romans speaks that faith comes by hearing. We need to be hearing his word. We need to be hearing the words that he has spoken about the issues that we are struggling and fighting with in our lives. And I mean, hear it, not read it. We need to hear it. We need to hear what he has said unto us. And we need to hear it over and over and over again. The more we hear his word, the stronger our faith will become. And our faith will get to the point where we will not waver on that subject anymore. So you have to be willing to do whatever it takes to build your faith to the point where it will not waver. So you got to think, how much do I need to listen? How much do I need to hear it? Or set in your mind that I am going to listen and hear his words on this over and over and over again until I know I believe it and I do not waver from it. Because we have those moments where we read his word and we see what it says and we want to believe him as our healer, but we waver on it because our faith is not strong enough. If we want our faith to be strong enough, we have to continue to hear it. We have to be willing to take the time out and do what it takes to hear his word over and over and over again until we believe it. And one of the things that we can do is not only hear it, but speak it forth ourselves. Speak forth his word. Remember, God created the universe by speaking. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. There is power in our words and what we say. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So what you say, what you speak, there is death and there is life. So when you're believing and wanting a healing, you need to watch what you say. What you say can affect whether or not you receive your healing or not. We need to get to the point where we focus and learn and train ourselves to only speak life. We need to learn to stop speaking death, because there are times that we speak death unto our faith. There's times that we speak death unto our healing. There's times that we speak death unto his blessings and his provision. There is times that we speak death unto the blessings and the overabundance of life that he is wanting to bring unto us. So we need to learn to train ourselves to speak differently and to speak life. To speak life unto our faith. To speak life unto our hearts and our souls and our minds. And to speak healing and his blessings into our life. Now, we cannot think that we're going to receive his healing and his blessings just because we're speaking it but we're not walking in the covenant. We have to be walking in the covenant, and we need to be speaking life. We need both. We actually, what we need is three things. We need to have faith, we need to be walking in the covenant, and we need to be speaking life. And if we can learn to speak life into our beings, to speak health into our bodies, to speak health into our minds, to speak health into our beings, our souls, our hearts, to tell ourselves that we are completely whole in our spirit, our being, in our heart, and in our bodies, that we lack no good thing, that he has made us completely whole. That would be a very good thing to speak forth each and every day into your life over and over again. And to do that, not only is it going to build your faith to the point where you believe it, because the question is, do you believe you're completely whole? Do you believe that you've been made complete? Speak it forth until you believe it and you're unwavering on that topic. And then speak it forth until you see it manifested in your life. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for building up what is needed, so that it will give grace to those who hear. So we need to think about the words that we speak. This goes into multiple ways. We need to think about what we speak and say about others, that the words that we speak are good for building up, but also the words that we say about ourselves. Do the words that we say about ourselves build us up? Are the words that we say about ourselves wholesome? Do we say unwholesome things about ourselves? Do we speak words of doubt towards ourselves? So let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth. We need to learn to tame our tongue and what we say and what we speak and what we do. Because what we say has a big impact upon our lives and upon our beings. If you are speaking the wrong things, you are going to manifest the wrong things in your body. If you're speaking words of life, you will manifest life in your being. So as we continue to talk about being made whole, and the idea this week is the fact that Yeshua is our healer. He has healed us in every aspect of our being. He is not just our healer when it comes to our physical body, when it comes to sickness and disease, but he heals our minds, he heals our spirits, and he heals our hearts. He is our healer. He was lifted upon that cross for us. And we need to do the things that we need to do to manifest that completeness in our bodies, that completeness in our minds, our beings, and in our health of our bodies, the health of our minds, the health of our hearts, our souls, our emotions. He is our healer. So be willing to listen to his word, to hear his word, to build your faith, and to speak life, to speak his word, to speak what his word says. And then you need to walk in covenant with him. Hear his voice, listen to his voice, and obey his voice. Don't think that you can say you have faith and you can listen and you can say it, but yet walk in wickedness. You need all of it. Well, hallelujah. We are so glad that you have joined us again this week. We will be back again next week. We will be continuing on with this series next week. So come back and join us now. And shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.